You're listening to Leading and Learning. This is the place where we talk about practical leadership, theology, fitness, how to create winning habits, and so much more. My name's David Spell, and I'm a retired police officer, a pastor, a New Testament scholar, and a leadership coach. My goal on Leading and Learning is to help you live your best life. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Leading and Learning. This is episode number 433, From Writer to Author. From Writer to Author. Right now I'm working with a group of writers who want to become authors. And we're working every week, we're working together on what that looks like, on actually moving to the place of getting a manuscript done, getting it ready, and then getting it published. Now what I find is a lot of people are writers. A lot of people are good writers. But to go from being a writer to being an actual author is a big step. So what does that look like? So the first thing I want to encourage you to do is actually set a goal. If you say, I'm going to write a book, or I want to write a book, or I have an idea for a book, I want you to set a goal. It might be 6 months, it might be a year, but I want you to set a goal. And we're going to talk about milestones. I'm going to give you some milestones over this episode and a couple of episodes to kind of help you get to a point where you can get a manuscript done, get it ready, and get it published. I want you to go from being a writer to being an author. So set a goal. Now, goal setting is an interesting thing, and I've talked about goal setting at length. I'd encourage you to go back and check my blog. Just type in goals into the search engine. Same thing for the blog or the podcast. We've talked about goals quite a bit. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about setting goals, but I really want to encourage you to set a time frame to force you to get to work. Because it's one thing to say, I've got a great idea, and maybe one day, well, one day is not a goal. I got this really, really great idea, and one day, maybe when I get around to it, well, getting around to it is not a goal. Create a goal. In 6 months, I'm going to have a first manuscript done. In 3 months, I'm going to have a first manuscript done. In a year, I'm going to be ready to publish. In 8 months, I'm going to be ready to publish. Whatever that looks like for you, I want you to create a goal to help take you from being just a writer. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with being just a writer. But how much better when you can say, I'm an author. So first thing we want to ask is, what do you want to write? I'm going to talk about nonfiction today. Nonfiction. If you want to write a nonfiction book, my guess is you want to tell us something about you. Might be your story. What have you overcome or learned in life? That's great stuff, especially if you've had trauma or just adventures in your life that you think other people will be interested in. I tell all my friends who are military veterans to consider writing a memoirs. It doesn't have to be long, but maybe about their time in the Army or the Navy or the Marines or whatever it was, their time in Afghanistan or Iraq, or if they're a Vietnam vet or whatever it looks like. People are fascinated by those kinds of first person stories. And it doesn't mean that you have to be a, you know, ex-Green Beret or ex-Navy SEAL. I read one recently. It was a memoir of a guy who had a pretty normal time in the Army. He didn't see hardly any action, or, you know, as far as what we think of as action. But yet it was a fascinating story of his time in the Army, his time in Iraq, and what he did do there. He was a part of the support staff, but yet his stories about other people, his stories about the adventures that he did have were fascinating. True stuff, and people really like to hear about it. So tell us your story. When we're talking about nonfiction, we also think of wanting to teach people something. What do you want to teach people? Maybe you want to talk about gardening. Maybe you want to talk about how to plant flowers. Maybe you want to talk about how to cultivate and how to prep, how to store food safely. Maybe you want to talk about how to play the guitar. Maybe you want to talk about photography. Maybe you've got a passion about photography and you want to teach people how to do that. Maybe you want to give some insight into computer science, maybe a basic coding book, or how to create a web page, or how to even create an app for our phones. And these are all books that people would want to read. So what is it that you want to teach? What do you want us to learn? And so these are probably the two most popular type of nonfiction books. You're wanting to teach us something, or you're wanting to tell us your story. And both of those are great. Well, don't go away. I'll be right back. I thought this would be a good place to let you know that this episode of Leading and Learning is brought to you by two of my books that are nonfiction books, Street Cop and Street Cop 2 Reloaded. These are true stories of my law enforcement career. You know, we're talking about nonfiction in this episode. We're talking about telling your story. And one of the things that I tried to do in Street Cop and in Street Cop 2 Reloaded was to tell my story about my 30 years as a police officer. Now, I didn't go back and give my childhood or these are not biographies. These are just memoirs. These are a collection of stories from my police career. They're all true. I changed some of the names to protect the guilty or the innocent, and I did clean the language up just a little bit so that it won't offend anybody, but these are all true stories of things that I dealt with in my police career. Now, I made a point of not telling my friends' stories. I made a point of not telling other people's stories. These are just things that I was involved in, probably with other officers as well, but these were my stories, and I wanted to share them, and they have been well-received. You can click on the link, read a chapter or so for free, kind of get a feel if you like it. But by all means, click on the link and buy a copy. It's available in ebook or in paperback, and I think you would really, really enjoy it. If you've ever wondered what it's like to be a police officer in a major metropolitan suburb, I live just outside of Atlanta, these books will give you really that feel. Some of the stories will amuse you, some will disturb you, but hopefully you'll go away with a greater appreciation for our men and women in blue who protect us every day. Okay, so we're talking about, we talked about setting goals, we asked the question, what do you want to write? And we're talking about fiction in this first part of the podcast, from going from writer to author. So, you've said, I want to write a nonfiction book. You've said, I want to teach people how to play the guitar. I want to give an overview on what it means to play the guitar well. And so you're going to write a book, or you're going to write a book on photography, on how to be a more effective photographer using your cell phone. I mean, anybody can take pictures using cameras, but what about becoming an effective photographer using your cell phone? So you're going to write a book about that, or you're going to tell us your story about your law enforcement career, or your time as a fireman, or your time as a nurse, or a doctor, or whatever it is. Maybe it's just growing up on a farm, or maybe you experienced some trauma or some really difficult things in your life, and God has helped you, you've gotten victory, you've got a story now that will help and encourage other people. So you're going to write that kind of a story. Where do you start? This is a great question to ask ourselves. When I got ready to write Street Cop and Street Cop 2 Reloaded, I went to Amazon and I started looking to see what else is out there. Well, there's a lot of police stories out there. There are many different kinds of police books, about narcotics, about those kinds of detectives and SWAT cops, and you name it. There's everything imaginable. So there's a lot to draw from in that arena. So what I decided to do was just do a collection of stories, first person, what I experienced as a street cop. And, you know, I didn't try and reinvent the wheel. I just tried to tell some stories that I thought people would be interesting. I didn't try and tell every story from my police career, but I tried to tell the ones that I thought were interesting, entertaining, educational, or the ones that would really make people think, does it really happen like that? So where do you start? So do some research, and this kind of research is checking to see what else is out there. If you want to teach somebody to play the guitar, what other kind of books are available? If you want to teach somebody photography, what other books are available? There's a lot, right? If you want to talk about gardening or quilting or how to cook a certain niche of food, what is out there? So you need to do some research because this will help you focus as you work. If you're going to do a memoir-style book, what else is out there? I mean, if somebody else dealt with the same things you've dealt with, it's a good idea to learn. Not that you're discouraged to say, oh, somebody else has written about childhood trauma or someone else has written about surviving a divorce. No. There's always room for more, but it's definitely good to see what's available and to see how other authors have approached the subject. So you've asked yourself, where do I start? What am I going to write about? And then you've done the research and and this really shouldn't take long. I mean, I would say maybe spend an hour or two on Amazon just kind of digging through. Most books you can go on and read, part of it and get a feel for the author. And if it's really interesting, buy it, support the author. But, you can learn a lot in just a couple of hours on Amazon or, some other web searches. And then once you do that, it's time to get started. So how do you start a nonfiction book? How do you start teaching somebody how to quilt? How do you teach somebody how to garden? How do you start telling your story? Well, I think the best place to start for a nonfiction book is create an outline. An outline I found, it's a little different for fiction. We'll talk about that next time. But for nonfiction, I've found having a really good outline helps me write the book. I wrote a book called New Testament Snapshots, which is a picture, a study, if you will, of 12 of the lesser known characters in the New Testament. Well, what I did was when I figured out the characters I wanted to use, I listed 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way down, and listed the person's name. And then that outline guided me, each point on the outline became a chapter. And for each point of the outline, I would put down the scriptures that I was going to talk about, several of the key things about that person in my outline. Then when I got ready to start writing, it made it so much easier. For my memoirs, Police Cop, Street Cop, and Street Cop 2 Reloaded, the same thing. I decided which stories I was going to tell, and I made an outline. Okay, I'm going to talk about this car chase. I'm going to talk about this incident. I'm going to talk about this. And I went down, and I listed them. And it just made it so much easier having those things in front of me. And here's the beauty of having an outline, too, and writing the outline. You're taking a step to get started. the biggest thing I see with writers who want to become authors is taking that first step. They think about it, maybe they research and research some more and think about it some more and research, and they never get started. Listen, take a step. I'll talk about that again next week when we talk about fiction, but now, talking about nonfiction, take a step. Well, making your outline is taking your step. And you don't have to make, you know, a super, super, super detailed outline unless you just want to. But I would say a main point and maybe two subpoints, and then you might even have subpoints below that. But I don't know that you need that depending on what you're writing about. But a main point, a couple of subpoints, go from there. At least get that done. And if you need to go back and add more subpoints, that's fine as well. But a main point, that's your chapter. That main point will be your chapter. So if you're going to teach somebody to play the guitar and point one is you know, basic chords, well, that's chapter one, basic chords. You know, and then you just kind of move down the line, whatever you're wanting to teach. The outline will help you write the book. So this is a good first step. Now, as you write, what I find is I'll do research. I don't do all my research up front. I'll do some, but as I start to write, I find I need to do some more research. So as I made my outline for Street Cop and Street Cop 2 Reloaded, I knew which stories I was going to tell. Well, then I went back and spent some time thinking about it because these were things that happened to me, but also they had happened in some cases, you know, 20 plus years earlier. So there was a need to pull out my files, pull out arrest reports, pull out newspaper clippings. In a couple of situations, I even called some of the officers that I had worked with who had been maybe in that particular situation with me that I was writing about. I said, hey, do you remember when we arrested this guy and we had to chase him down and then he wanted to fight and ended up having a gun and drugs? And they'll say, oh yeah, man, I remember that. And often they'll stimulate my thinking. They'll remember things maybe that I didn't remember. So doing that kind of research. So for me, and for that kind of book, it was reading my reports, looking at newspaper clippings, and then talking to people. And then that's what I used to write from. Depending on what you're writing, you might have to, you know, do certain types of research to help you as you move along. There's nothing wrong with doing that. The only thing I would say is don't let the research become an excuse not to write. So you do your research. Maybe you need to talk to a family member. Hey, do you remember when we did this? Or hey, do you remember when we did that? And you get their feedback. You jot some notes down. And now you're ready to start talking about that particular topic. Again, if you're wanting to teach somebody, you might want to spend some time on YouTube and see what's already out there. How are these people teaching this particular thing? And if you're writing it, if this is going to be in print, you know, you're going to have to be very creative and maybe have to be very creative in how you present that. So something to think about. I've got a friend who is just a really, he's making a living now pretty much off the stock market, which is just fascinating to me because, you know, I see the stock market and I see it going, you know, down more than it's going up. And you know, it's an interesting thing. But he has a formula and he knows what he's doing. And he's actually, he's retired, but he's more than supplementing his income through the stock market. And I've said, man, you need to write a book. This, you know, what you're doing and the way you're doing it is something that would be fascinating. And people would love to know what it is that you're doing. But again, it takes work and it's not something that he's really crazy about doing. But when you have that kind of knowledge, I tell you another one, people are fascinated, always wanting to learn is, how do you start a business? Listen, there are young entrepreneurs out there, old entrepreneurs out there who would love to start a business, but they have no idea where to start. Well, if you've been successful, why not write a book teaching them how to start? You'll probably make some money if it's a good book, but you're also going to help them, you know, follow their dream, follow their vision, and to get going. There's just so many things out there that we can write about and teach others, because, you know, each one of us has some level of expertise. I wrote a book on leadership, leading into the 21st century and beyond, and this is another one that I pulled from my own years of leading, being a supervisor and a manager in the police department, leading in my church, and other capacities. And so it was very easy to pull from my own experience, but I also wanted to see what other people were saying. How do they talk about this particular area of leadership? So that's what research does, is it just gives us a broader base to draw from. So, nonfiction. It's not nearly as hard as we think, because you're an expert in something. So what do you want to teach? Get started. If you want to tell your story, I mean, you're the expert on you. So get started telling your story. Now, actually, writing, it's different. It takes some work. If you've never written before, that's why it's always good to write, to practice, to constantly be working on our craft. But I promise you, if you'll start actually doing the work of writing it down, whether it's in ink on paper or putting words on a screen, you're going to find that your writing is going to get better. And before long, you're going to have a manuscript. And understand this, the first draft is not the last draft. You may read this and go, well, this is not very good. Well, that's okay. Get it out there. Get it on the screen. Get it on paper, because you're going to modify it. You're going to work with it. You're going to revise it until it is good. But you got to start somewhere. And that first draft is what we're working on here. So I'm going to stop there, from writer to author. Are you ready to make that jump? Well, listen, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, go to davidspell.com. Leave me a question or comment in the comment section for today's post. While you're there, make sure you sign up to get my free newsletter so that we can stay in touch. I don't send it out a whole lot, but I send it out several times a year. You'll also get my blog. It'll just come right into your inbox. You know, just some good stuff I think that's going to help you. So, and also this podcast. So it's available there. Well, friends, thanks for being with me. We will see you next week on Leading and Learning. Thank you.